And now, James Gravel.
One of the great paradoxes of Scripture, if not the greatest paradox, is that the gift of God, which is eternal life, Romans 6:23, that Christians receive so freely, Romans 3, verse 24, cost God so much. As John 3:16 reminds us, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a horrible price heaven had to pay to provide us with the free gift of eternal life. But even though the gift is free, the Scriptures teach that we still have to do something to appropriate it. For example, Acts 2 verse 21 and Romans 10 verse 13 inform us, "Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." But what exactly does calling on the name of the Lord entail? A study of the Scriptures reveals that more is involved than a mere verbal petition to God. Rather, calling on the name of the Lord involves service, action, and obedience on our part. Zephaniah 3:9 links one's calling with his service. The prophet wrote, "For then I will restore the people a pure language, that they may all call on the name of the Lord to serve Him with one accord." When a person submits to God's will, he can be described accurately as calling on the name of the Lord. But what part does obedience play? Acts 22:16 answers that question once and for all. Saul, who was persecuting Christ's church, was confronted by Jesus as he traveled to Damascus, where he ended up blind and fasting and waiting for instruction from God. Ananias finally came to Saul and told him, "Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins," notice, "calling on the name of the Lord." Ananias knew that Paul had not yet called on the name of the Lord, just as Peter knew that those Jews on Pentecost had not yet called on the name of the Lord, because he told them, "Repent and be baptized," Acts 2:38. The phrase, "called on the name of the Lord," describes what these people were doing when they were baptized for the remission of sins. Have you called on the name of the Lord by being baptized to become a Christian?